Episode 26. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I begin in the name of Allah, compassionate to all, merciful to each. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the 26th episode in this podcast series titled Journeying Our Eyes Through the Quran, Exploring 30 Juz in 30 Days. Today, inshallah, we will continue our journey through the pages of the Quran and the discussions that we started yesterday, which means another topic from Juz 25, 26, and 27. For today's topic, we will discuss the idea of the shayateen, or the devils, and what type of role it is that they play in our lives, and more specifically, our minds. There are many misconceptions when it comes to what this role is that these devils play in our lives. We all know the story of Iblis, commonly known as Shaytan, especially in terms of his role in trying to misguide prophets, starting from Prophet Adam alayhi salam and going on forward. He also tries to misguide those who are God conscious, and in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has noted him as an open and manifest enemy. In Surah Az-Zukhruf, verses 36 to 40, we read the following.
وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ نُقَيِّضْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَيَصُدُّونَهُمْ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ حتى إذا جاءنا قال يا ليت بيني وبينك بعد المشرقين فبئس القرين ولن ينفعكم اليوم إذ ظلمتم أنكم في العذاب مشتركون أفأنت تسمع الصم أو تهدي العمي ومن كان في ضلال مبين.
We assign a devil to be the companion of him who turns a blind eye to the remembrance of the All-Beneficent. Indeed, they bar them from the way of Allah while they suppose that they are rightly guided. When he comes to us, he will say, I wish there had been between me and you the distance between the east and the west. What an evil companion you are. Today that will be of no avail to you. As you did wrong, so will you share in the punishment. Can you then make the deaf hear or guide the blind and those who are in manifest error? Later, in verse 62, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the following.
وَلَا يَصُدَّنَّكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ
Do not let Shaytan bar you from the way of Allah. Indeed, he is your manifest enemy. From these verses, we can tell a few things. But a question remains. What role do these devils play in our lives and in our minds when the verses say that, for example, Shaytan blocks us or bars us, يَصُدَّنَّكُمْ? What does that mean? Although it's not from this specific juz, there is a verse from Surah Al-An'am that sheds a little more light on this concept, which we'll take a look at now.
وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍّ عَدُوًّا شَيَاطِينَ الْإِنسِ وَالْجِنِّ يُوحِي بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ زُخْرُفَ الْقَوْلِ غُرُورًا وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ مَا فَعَلُوهُ فَذَرْهُمْ وَمَا يَفْتَرُونَ
Likewise, we have assigned for every prophet an enemy, human and jinn devils, inspiring one another with fancy words in order to deceive. But had your Lord willed, they would not have done it. So leave them to their fabrications. From this verse in Surah Al-An'am, it says that there are shayateen from among both human beings and the jinns, and that they inspire one another with fancy words, or as the verse says, زُخْرُفَ الْقَوْلِ. This is with the intention of deception. Herein lies the power that the shayateen have over us as human beings, and that is nothing but convincing or manipulative speech. When we speak about the whisperings of the devils, the word used is waswasa, which literally means whisperings. What this means is that maybe these whisperings can appear in our thoughts and in our minds, and that might be what's different between the human and the jinn shayateen. But a good way to think about this is as though they're like a bad friend, but you pick up calls from them every day. A bad friend can be a bad influence on you, but they can't force you to do anything. All they can do is convince you with fancy words, manipulative speech, and ways of explaining things which make reality seem a little different from what it really is. That's the role that these devils play. And remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse of the Quran mentions both jinns and human beings as devils or as shayateen. This is why on the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quotes shaitan many times, the head of all the shayateen. And what shaitan does in these quotes is continuously absolve himself of any responsibility. He says things like the following, which is noted in Surah Al-Hashr.
كَمَثَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِذْ قَالَ لِلْإِنسَانِ اكْفُرْ فَلَمَّا كَفَرَ قَالَ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّنْكَ قَالَ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّنْكَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهَ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Like the devil, when he says to the human being, disbelieve. But when he has disbelieved, he says, I am innocent of you. I fear God, the Lord of the worlds. And in Surah Qaf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says the following.
قَالَ قَرِينُهُ رَبَّنَا مَا أَطْغَيْتُهُ وَلَكِنْ كَانَ فِي ضَلَالٍ بَعِيدٍ.
His companion will say, Our Lord, I did not incite him to rebel against you, but he was himself in extreme error. From this verse, we see that shaitan and the devils disassociate themselves from our actions. They say things, and they talk things, and they whisper things to us, but they are only influential to those who allow themselves to be influenced by the devils. Understanding the nature of shaitan's influence on us is crucial, so that we do not feel disempowered or somehow out of control. However, this doesn't mean that we should minimize the reality of the various ways in which shaitan tries to misguide us, the ways in which he tries to influence us, from every angle and recognizing our weaknesses and using them. After the creation of Adam alayhi salam, Iblis is quoted to have said the following in Surah Al-A'raf.
ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ.
Then I will come at them, from before them, and from behind them, and from their right, and from their left. And you will not find most of them appreciative. The efforts of shaitan should be recognized and understood. The more we let him in, the more he has control over us, in the sense that he becomes more and more influential and one of our awliya. And this is what we need to be careful of. Are we allowing him to influence us? Who are we allowing to influence us? His ways are tricky, and often he pulls us in step by step in what is known in the Quran as the khutuwat of shaitan, or the footsteps of shaitan. Sometimes we think that the jinns of the shayateen have more power over us than they actually do, and we become scared or terrified of various jinn stories. But it's not just jinns who are shayateen. There are stories told to us in the Quran of jinns who are shayateen, but there are also jinns who are believers, as is quoted in Surah Jinn. They are also held accountable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and are addressed in the Quran, for example in Surah Rahman. Jinns are not intrinsically evil, and not all jinns are shayateen, in the same way that not all humans are evil and not all humans are shayateen. But the things with jinns is that they communicate in a slightly different way, through whisperings into our mind versus voices into our ears. Understanding and thinking about it like this can help us control the influences that are on us, and also not to freak out if we have negative or unwanted thoughts. Keeping in mind that we can keep these voices and these whisperings in their place, and we can become better at identifying and keeping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in mind, as this is our best source of protection. As it says in Surah Al-Mujadila,
استحوذ عليهم الشيطان فأنساهم ذكر الله أولئك حزب الشيطان ألا إن حزب الشيطان هم الخاسرون.
Shaitan has prevailed upon them, so he has caused them to forget the remembrance of Allah. They are Shaitan's confederates. Look, indeed, it is Shaitan's confederates who are the losers. What this verse says is that the reason Shaitan has been able to be successful is through causing us to forget the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which makes sense then why we're told to actually seek protection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Shaitan, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when these influences come our way. As it says in Surah Al-A'raf,
وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ.
And when a suggestion from Shaitan comes to you or assails you, take refuge with God. He is hearing and knowing. And so, to close today's episode, we end by seeking refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the shayateen. And we pray that we are able to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the best of ways. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the help and the strength to stand against all temptations and whisperings, and that as this month closes and comes to an end, that we also address the caprices and the evils of our own souls. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.